Gittin Perktes Mishnah Dalet. Shloisha Gittin Psulim. There are three types of Gittin that are posel. We mentioned before that very often when the Mishnah says the word posel, it means midrabanan. The Rambam uses that in his halachas. When he says the word posel, it means derabanan. When he says ain't a get, it means that it's not midaraisa, it's not a get. So there are three types of Gittin which are posel midrabanan. It's clearly only midrabanan because the Mishnah continues. Vimnises have lad kosher. There are types of Gittin that are possible, the Rabbanan possible is possible. Over here, this is only a lechatchila. If she actually uses the get and she gets married, have lad kosher. What are the three? Kosav, piksav yodoy, vein alov edim. The get is written on his hand. It does not have edim on it. Yesh alov edim vein boi zman. There are edim, however, there's no zman. Yesh boi zman vein boi elo ed echod. Normally, you expect a... The next step. The first one is Ein Olav Edim. The second one is it has Edim, but it doesn't have Zman. The third one should be it has Edim and it has Zman, but it's missing something else. It goes back instead to the first of Ein Olav Edim is Ein Be'alei Rechot. So that needs a little bit of Hesper. What are these three? The Mishnah says, Harelu Shlosha Gittin Psulim Vimnisis Avlad Kosher. And the Mishnah has to repeat it again. Why the Mishnah has to repeat it again? Because the Mishnah already said. These three nieces have lad kosher, so this needs a hesper. So the Bi'ah Dvarim in this mission is like this. Ksav yodoy, as far as any shtar choiv, let's say, if Reuven writes out with his own hand, and he signs that he owes Shimon $100, Shimon avada could be moitzimam with that. Ksav yodoy, of course, is an admission, and it creates a shtar. So Reuven signing on a shtar choiv that he owes money, Shimon could be moitzimam. There's a Zaytig Adin, which is not really our noise now, is that with a Ksav Yad, Shimon can't collect from Lekuchos, which means Shimon can't go to any field that Reuven sold and collect from that mitzvah the regular din of Gvir Meshubadim, because with Choshesh that Reuven and Shimon have a shtickel going on between them, what the Gemara calls Cheshin and Leknunyo, you can't use the Ksav Yodeh of Reuven that Shimon should be able to be Meitzimomen from Levi. That not. But as far as Edus is concerned, it is. There's no reason why a get should be any different. A fellow writes out his own get. Clearly, that's like an Edus, the Ksav Yodoy, that this Takadas Hamaschayiv, for this to be a get. If you thereafter see the get Biyad Ho'isho, so then you know that he gave the get to her. And by the way, this is true according to a mayor, according to a belozer. According to a mayor, the Ksav Yodi serves in place of the Edi Chesim. According to a belozer, you'll need the Edi Mesira, or you'll say that the fact that the get is Biyodi is the Edi Mesira, like we explained, Bishita Sam. There's no reason why it shouldn't work. The Taka, the only reason why it's possible is a Din de Rabbonon, that we don't want such a get. It's not written in the formal way with Edim on the bottom. We don't want it to be used. Because then there's a get that will taka be posel mideraisa with a ksav yad. And that might be mixed up. And over there it's taka posel mideraisa. What's that? Let's say the get was written by a soifer without edim. So there's no ksav yodoy of the Baal himself. What over here is testifying that the get was written? That's mamash a get without edus. That would be posel mideraisa. So zeh or to zeh, we posel lechatchila to use ksav yodeh, but betzim it's mideraisa. The second case is another din, yeshalov edim. No problem, it's the edus, but there's a problem, it's the zman. We already explained the second parak what the problem of that is. Either mshum shem yechapa basachoysoy, or they're going to collect from the wrong date. She's going to collect from assets that he had access to. The third case is a little bit more problematic. Yesh zbo zman. So it's no problem. And in order for it to be kosher deraisa, we're talking about that he wrote a big ksav yodoy. This is the Gemara has a shock of a tie about this. The Gemara grapples with this. The Gemara says it is the case over here is more kosher. It has edim. It has not edim. It has ksav yodoy. The chiddush over here is that even though there's actually one aid, we still passel. Even though in bayala ed echod. The chiddush is not that it's kosher deraisa, it's b'ksav yodoy. The chiddush is afilo hochi lechatchila, we don't use it. Because again, you could get mixed up otu a shtar that has one aid and it's written out in the hand of the sofer. And that is not going to be kosher. There's no ksav yodoy and there's only one other aid. So that's the three dinim over here in the Mishnah. There is a daya in the Gemara Daf Pei Vov that says the chiddush over here in the third case is itaka was not written b'ksav yodai. It's taka written b'ksav ha-sofer. The reason why it's kosher, Gemara wants me mechadish b'shem Shmuel, is that the ksav yodai of the sofer is an edus that he was given the tzivui, he was given the go-ahead, the shlichus, the minui, of the husband to write it. So that's one aid, and then you have another aid. So you, officially, you only have one aid. But the ksav yad of the sofer is the second aid. That point is debatable, and that's why it's a machlok samiroim in the Gemara. The Rav brings both shittas. Rabbi Loza Oimer, afal pi she'ein olav edim, even though it doesn't have on edim, and we're going to add that it's not written b'ksav yodah shel abal, el shenason olav b'fnei edim. It was written by a sofer, it was written without really inherently being the... there's no edus in the shtar, but it was given in front of edim mesira. Kosher, v'goyvim minuchosim mishubodim, she'ein ho'edim choysim alaget ne'elam ipnei tikkun olam. So this, Rabbi Yisai, is the famous Mishnah. This is where it's at. The famous Mishnah of Rabbi Loza. The Tanakama over here in the first part of the Mishnah is Shittas Reb Meir. Rabbi Loza, I hold you don't need edim in the shtar itself, not ksav yodoy, and not to edim on the shtar. Edim mesira karti. So it was given in front of the edim, that's fine. Even though there are no edim in the shtar, since the edim that see the witness, this giving over of the shtar, that itself creates the full din shtar, and it's also a din shtar legabe gvim in the chosim mishubodim. The reason why Klal Yisrael writes in edim into the get itself, says Rabbi Loza, has nothing to do with edush shtar. It's because in order to afterwards verify, how are you going to know 20 years later that this get was valid and that the woman was taka divorced? You have to have the edim on the shtar. The edim that saw the mesira, either they'll be alive, either they'll be available to come to Bezin or not. Better to have edim if they tikkun olam signed on the shtar. That's the whole din of edush shtar. Now there's raid in the Rishonim on the Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Meir. Well, let's speak it out now, even though there are points that we've alluded to over the length of the Masechta, but there are points that are going to get to this last point in Pshat. The Mishnah is telling us that the reason why, according to Rabbi Loza, you write Edim into the Shtar optimally is in order for the Edim to come later on and for the Edim to say that the get was given Kedin. The Edim that signed on the Shtar only know about the drafting of the Shtar. They only know that the get was written, and it was written midas habal, was written lishmo. Do they know that the get was given over? So the Pashto test to this kasha, which is the shita of the Rosh and the Tais in the beginning of the Masechta Daf Dalet, is that the Edim themselves only tell us that the shtar was written kedasu kedin, and the shtar was biyad habal, and it was his decision to give it over. How do we know it was given over? Because now it's biyad oisha. If we know the shtar was a good get, it was written kedasu kedin, the husband would not have had that the shtar should end up biyado isha unless he gave it over kedasu kedin. So the fact that it's biyado isha is made mikoyach the edei chasima that the shtar was given over properly. That's one approach. The Rif, Kiyadua, says a chiddush, he takes this idea to another level. And he says that the emes is that when edim are signed on the shtar, since we know that the shtar was drafted kedasu kedin, so then, by definition, the Eide Chasima are made on the Mesira. Rabbi Lazar also agrees you don't need Eide Mesira. Rabbi Lazar is just telling you that if you had Eidim on the Mesira, you don't need anything written to the Shtar. The only reason why, even though we have Eidim on the Mesira, that we also have Eidim on the Chasima is only Mipnei Tekken Ha'ilam. But Enachanami, this is what's called Belosh Narif, Af Eide Mesira Karati. That means Eide Chasima Karti according to Rabbi Lazar, Midin Eidim Mesira. If there are Eidim signed on the get, then the Eidim by definition are made that if you see later on this Shtar Biyado issue, you know that it was given over, they are the Eidim Mesira. They are the Eidim Mesira. And that would be enough. This is the Shita of the Rif. However, this brings up another point. L'cha'oira according to the Rif, Ramban discusses this, the Ran, if we say that af edim mesira karti, what that means to say is that edim on the shtar, if you taka have them, are the only edim that are necessary in writing up a get. What do you mean? Isn't giving a get a dover shebe erva, and don't we have a basic halacha that a dover shebe erva is only chal if there are edim there?
a kedushin, you might know that he was mekadosher, but unless there were edim that witnessed the actual giving over of the kedushin and heard him say hareya mekudesh li and put a ring on her finger, then this she's not mekudeshes. You need edikim. So why by edush beget you might have edim that the get was written, but where's your edikim that see the giving over of the get? Tosfos, because of this point in Avdalid, says that even according to Reb Meir, that the edus that shaft the shtar edichesim akarti or the edim that are in the shtar, afilu hochi, according to Reb Meir, you need edikim to witness the giving over of the get, as I held Tosfos. If that's the case, then you can't say according to Reb Elazar that edichesim will work and those are the only edim. You're going to need edim sirivinishvi. The Rif Kanira holds that that's not true. The way the Ramban explains it is that the Eide Chasima on the Shtar will be considered witness since they're Eide Kiyum on the creation of the Get, on the creation of the Get that has a Koyach Ligarish, they are Eide Kiyum also on the Mesirus HaGet, even though they didn't witness the physical Mesirus HaGet. This is a famous Chiddush of the Achronim. They explained it that Heyos, the Koyach HaGarish, licked in the Get, is the way Reb Shimon explains it. So Memela, knowing that the Get was created, is called being Eide Kiyum on the Gerishin, even though the Gemara of the Gerishin is only when it's given over. So the two machlokes in between the Rif and between Tosfos are tluyim zeboze. According to Tosfos, according to Reb Meir, you need edim on the shtar. According to Reb Elazar, you need edim on the chsima. And even according to Reb Meir, you'll need edim witnessing the giving over of the shtar. That's according to Tosfos. According to Reb Elazar, if you have edim chsima, you'll still need edim on the giving over of the shtar. But you'll always need edim on the shtar because edim is sirik karati. You always need edim, I'm sorry, on the giving over of the shtar, because edim is here, the edim that see only the chsima are meaningless according to Reb Elazar. And according to the Rif, no. According to the Rif, Reb Meir will hold that you definitely need edim in the shtar, and when you have edim in the shtar, they will be the edim on the mesirus hashtar, they're the edikim on the giving over the get. And according to Reb Elazar as well, the edim chsima can be considered edim on the Mesirus Hashtar that was done after the Chesimas Haget. Mishneh. Shnayim sheshochu shnei gitin shoven v'nesarvu. Two people with the same name, same place, same day, wrote two gitin. Obviously, Yosef ben Shimon Goldberg and Yosef ben Shimon Weiss wrote a get. One was to Mrs. Weiss and one was to Mrs. Goldberg. And the get has to be written to whom it was written for. You can't mix them up. If they were mixed up, the fact that you don't know which one is which doesn't preclude an Eitzah of Noisin Shneim Lazu Shneim Lazu. You give both to both. Lefikach Ovad Echad Mehem. If one get was lost, Hare Hasheni Bottle. Before I should point out, the word over here, Bottle, is Lavdavka. It doesn't mean Bottle and Gans. It means Bottle Misofik. Both women are suffering divorce. Maybe they got the right get. Chamisha shekosfu klal b'toicha get. Five men that wanted to divorce their wives b'shtar echod. And they wrote klal, anusach kloli b'toicha get. They wrote one date. And then they wrote out the five couples. They only had one piece of paper. The five men, nebuch, that are in a prisoner of war camp. And they want to divorce their wives. This way none of them should be agunas. They take one document. They write out the names of five men divorcing their five wives. Ish ploini megarish ploinis. Uploini ploinis. And so on and so forth. All five. Vehoedim melamato kulon ksherin v'inosin l'cholachas ve'echos. You give. When you get there, they memana shliach. The shliach gives it to one woman. She gives back the get. He gives it to the second woman. She gives back. He gives it to the third one. Now we have to add one detail. It's not enough just to be mefarat the names. The Mishnah speaks it out. You have to write really the toich and haget of ish ploini megarish ploinis beget zu v'harehi muteres l'cholodah. Otherwise, the loshen of the get was written shalai l'shma. There has to be a loshen haget that's written from ploini to Mrs. Ploini, from Almoini to Mrs. Almoini, and from Mr. Zalmoini to Mrs. Zalmoini, and so on. Each one needs a separate nusach. The only piece of information over here that you could write for all five of them together is the date on top. Why is that? Because Zman is only a din derabbanan, midaraisa, you don't need Zman. Similarly, you could write it for all five. Hoyukosuv teifus l'cholachas v'achas v'edim l'mato. If the whole nusach haget teifus over here doesn't mean the auxiliary writings, we've had the word teifus to mean lafuke teir. It means over here the whole nusach haget was written five times to between five couples. Even the date was written five times. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Pliny is Megayish Mrs. Pliny, and so on and so forth. It says it for five different couples five times. So the problem is that in the first case, Heyos, it's dated with one date on top. Then you see all the information for the five couples as one shtar. The Edom on the bottom are clearly signing off and verifying the information on all five. But if the date and all the nusach is written out five times, then what we see is the Edom is only shaykh to the last get, because you have a full nusach get, the Edom is signed on that. How do you know that the Edom signed off on what was written before? Therefore, the halach is that shor Edom nikunimoy, the one that are right next to the Edom, the bottom, is kosher.